Yesterday, a major hurricane made landfall in the U.S. state of Louisiana. Landfall is when a hurricane's eye, its center, is halfway over a coast. And the eye of Hurricane Ida arrived in Port Fouchon Sunday afternoon. When it hit, the storm's sustained wind speeds were 150 miles per hour. That made Ida an extremely dangerous Category 4 hurricane. As it approached, Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards said the storm could be a big challenge for his state, and a New Orleans Homeland Security official told people to stock up on enough food and water for at least 3 days. Some Louisianans were ordered to leave their homes. Schools were closed in that state and parts of neighboring Mississippi. Hundreds of thousands lost power. Airlines canceled all flights at Louis Armstrong New Orleans International Airport. And a lot of officials were concerned about the city of New Orleans. It's 50 miles north of where Hurricane Ida made landfall, and that occurred 16 years to the day after Hurricane Katrina hit this region. It caused catastrophic failure in the levees that protected the city from flooding, contributing to the deaths of 1,500 people. A city official said New Orleans was better protected than it was when Katrina hit, but that flooding there was still possible. And as Hurricane Ida blew in, that city, in addition to some other areas of Louisiana, temporarily suspended their emergency response services because it was too dangerous for rescuers to go out in the hurricane. Ida wasn't even classified as a tropical storm until last Thursday. It strengthened quickly because of a process called rapid intensification.
Rapid intensification is just like it sounds. A storm, a tropical storm, cyclone, typhoon, hurricane, that rapidly intensifies. Now the definition is 35 miles per hour or greater in 24 hours. Now take Maria. Maria went from a Category 1 to a Category 5 in 15 hours. For true RI, or rapid intensification, you need a couple things. 86 degree Fahrenheit water or greater, and no shear. Also, of course, the water down in the tropics is very warm. But what about this shear thing? We hear about it in tornadic thunderstorms. Those storms want a lot of shear. Wind going in different directions and different speeds with height. A hurricane wants no shear. No wind direction change, no wind speed change with height. It wants to be the only thing out there making its own wind, not getting blown apart. So why is rapid intensification important? Well, you can go to bed one night expecting a tropical storm and have a Category 2 on your doorstep the next morning.